Good work today. Good work. Good work all throughout training camp. You guys have done a great job, man. And believe me, all the hard work you've done, as tough as it can be sometimes, sometimes that's what it takes. Hard work and then being able to persevere as long as you stay focused on what the goal is. And we'll be fine. And I think we got some guys that are doing that. So great job in Mankato. Great training camp all the way through. We'll break it down on Jasper.
Be smart. Be smart.
Hey, Winter Park on three. One, two, three. Winter Park!
For many Vikings, the final training camp speech by head coach Leslie Frazier is a welcome sight. It signifies the end of the daily grind of camp.
This is where you shape your team at. You know, some of the things you do in the offseason, but this is where you build and really shape your team to be the type of team that you want it to be. And this offseason and this training camp is far different than what we experienced a year ago. There's so many positives going on that we didn't have a chance to experience a year ago for different reasons. So for me, the excitement that goes along with building your team starts with training camp.
I feel we had a very successful training camp. We spent an extra week down here. I know when you have a young roster, the more time our coaches and our players can spend together away from some of the distractions that may be back in home, really honed in and did a great job. You've seen the development of a lot of our younger players. They had very good meeting times. You've seen from day one of training camp how this team progressed and how we got better each day. And that's one thing that you really want to watch for is the progress. Are you getting better? And as we get ready and we broke here at Mankato, I feel very excited about getting ready for the season now.
While the Vikings depart for the Twin Cities, they come back with a welcome sight. Number 28, All-Pro running back Adrian Peterson made his return to the practice field with his teammates this week, just 8 months after knee surgery last January.
Felt pretty good to be out there and, you know, get some action with the guys. It really wasn't a heavy workload, but I felt like I was a little productive today. For the first regular season game. You know, that was my goal. I locked in on it. And, you know, despite what everyone else had to say, you know, that was my vision. You know, I seen a vision. I knew it was going to, you know, it was going to be a journey, a path to get, you know, closer to that vision. And I'm closer. You know, I see it. It's closer now. You know, it was far away, you know, in the beginning. But I've been working hard and just moving forward, you know. So hopefully here in a couple weeks, you know, here in a couple weeks, not hopefully, that vision will be right there in front of me in my lap. So I'm looking forward to it.
As the Vikings have said goodbye to Mankato and training camp for 2012, they also said a final farewell to a landmark of training camp for the past 47 years. The players, coaches, and staff have called Gage Hall home during the Vikings training camp for decades, and the 50-year-old building has met its final days to be replaced by a new student housing complex. The end of Gage Hall will take with it many great memories.
I have memories of heat and long summers. I mean, we would be down here for 8, 9 weeks with no air conditioning, no phones, none of the amenities of life. And so I've got a lot of memories. I'm not sure all of them were fond, but it was good times with good people.
We've had some pretty fun times in Gage. Beds aren't very comfortable. It can be really, really cold with really, really dry air. But it's what the experience is all about. You get out there, you gotta lay in these dirty beds and these dirty rooms with, you know, all your teammates and all your guys, and you know, you guys are all going through it together. Though, you know, it's one of those things that I don't take for granted, and believe it or not, I actually look forward to every year.
I remember Gage Hall and training camp as being fun for us. Sure, there was a lot of hard work, but Bud was the type of coach that made life fun. He did things to keep us on edge a lot, sure, but and he also expected us to, you know, pay attention, do our jobs and all of that. But going to Gage Hall down in Mankato, I've just had fond memories of that.
I have a lot of nostalgia about Gage Hall because that's where, you know, we sequestered for about 6 weeks in those days, or 5.5 weeks at Gage Hall. Unair conditioned Gage Hall. And August, I didn't know what August were like. A Gage Hall was August to me. And sweaty sheets, you know, you'd go to bed at, you know, 12 o'clock, and it'd be 3 o'clock before it'd cool off enough. You'd go to sleep, and you laid on sweaty sheets with a fan blowing on you. And we never got a lot of sleep when we were there. The players got more because they were exhausted. But we had, you know, it served the purpose. And I don't, as I say, memories? Well, I got memories. I don't have any good ones, but I got memories.